Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, and here we are. Welcome to the Locked On Podcast. I am Teron Davenport, and we are here Monday morning after an Eagles loss at the hands of the Detroit Lions. I'm just getting back from Detroit and definitely happy to bring you this show. What we're going to do is bring you a conversation I had with Nelson Aguilar, as well as just look at the game, just look at some of the things. And you know what? Let's go right into the interview with Aguilar first. Here we are.
What does it tell you about a rookie that he has the presence of mind to do that?
He's not a rookie to me. He's my quarterback. He's a great football player. And somebody's trying to lead us to win football games.
Thank you, Nelson.
Nelson, on that last question, I know a lot of times people say, oh, you should have just fought for the football. Were you kind of off balance, or like, were you expecting it further up the field, inside?
I should have located it better. You know, where it was positioned, I was trying my best to fade and locate it.
Right.
And that put me in a poor position where I couldn't defend it the way I would have, or at least come down with it offensively. So
it was more of a matter of you trying to fade to the ball.
I was trying to locate the football. You know, and he gave me a shot, and right. I need to locate it. So what that means, I get back, I watch the film, and now I train, you know, locating the football better in that situation, in that position. However, I can try to, like, emulate that same situation. I have to, because if it happened once, it's possibly a chance to happen again. But this time I want to be prepared.
Before that play, did he kind of tell you, hey, look, I might be coming to you, or was that just something that just developed?
No, I was just on alert. I was just on alert to try to defeat my man, and, you know, safety rolls down, and, you know. Of course, he's a confident quarterback and gave me a shot.
Pretty tough losing a game like that, right? You guys rallied back and you're on the road. How tough is that?
It's tough. But to a man, you got to hold your head up high and get back to work. Watch this film. Be very critical of your performance. Be very critical of how you can help your teammates. And then find a way to prepare to win the next one. Because that's what it's all about.
You saw enough plays in there that you guys could have made that would have turned up. Yeah.
As an individual, I saw a good amount. It was a third down that I ran out route. I mean, the defender made a play, but I can't worry about him. I can only worry about me. I need to come back. I need to come down with that football on the out route. He could be the best defender in the world, but my responsibility is to get separation and make that play. And then on another play where I was over the ball, regardless if it was PI or whatever, I don't care. I got a linebacker trying to hold me up. I got to create separation and make that play too. So as I look at the game, I'm going to play it over and over in my head. I'm going to hold myself accountable, and I cannot repeat those mistakes. I mean, because it's just something I got to do for this organization and this team.
One of your scores last year was against the Redskins. How quickly do you put this game away and move on to Washington?
I mean, Washington's a great football team, I think. And it's right now, you're getting ready for a division opponent.
Right.
And that's the most important thing. You need to win your division games. They're an aggressive football team. They're good defense that I respect. But I need to worry about my guys, and we need to go after them. And we need to be aggressive.
Josh Norman.
He's going to do whatever he has to do. It's none of my business. I know what I need to do. Yeah. I need to prepare to make plays.
Nelson, on that deep ball, I haven't had a good chance to look at it yet.
So that was Nelson Aguilar just talking about that last play in which there was an interception by Darius Slay. And that pretty much sealed the deal for the Lions that allowed them to come back 24-23. They won the football game. Darius Slay with some interesting comments after the interception, after the game. He said, I was surprised he even threw that. I was in great position, so I'm like, okay. But then I looked in the air and I said, oh, the ball's coming for real. He's, meaning Carson Wentz, really throwing this. Oh, well, it's time for his first career pick. I was like, oh, this is me right here for sure. He's a talented guy, man. I was kind of surprised. I didn't believe all the hype at first, but he's a very, very great decision maker. But right then, I just made a better play. Interesting that he said that he was in great position because, frankly, he was not. I tell you what, if that ball was thrown more inside and up the field, that's a touchdown. Aguilar actually had him beat. And Wentz admitted that he let the ball go a little too far outside on him. That tells you they would have connected for a deep pass, possibly a touchdown, if that was thrown right. But nevertheless, that wasn't the main thing that lost the game for the Eagles. If you look at this first half, even just the first quarter, to be honest with you, look at the first quarter. The Lions, they jumped out early. Right from the start, they had that tackle-eligible play. They took Corey Robinson, an extra tackle, put him on the left side, and they just ran the football. Theo Riddick in the first quarter, 4 carries, 31 yards. Matt Stafford had 2 carries for 14 yards. Golden Tate also got 2 carries for 10 yards. Now, passing, Stafford was very efficient moving the football. They were going to the quick passing game, and it was something that they were able to do effectively against the Eagles. Stafford was 6 out of 8, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's really what did it for them in that first quarter. 14-0 lead. It's hard to come back from that because that momentum was there for the Lions. That home crowd was involved. It was loud in that place. I will definitely admit that. Anquan Boldin is a matchup that I said was going to be one that we're going to have to watch out for when we're watching this game. 2 receptions, 27 yards. His 20-yarder set up one of the Lions' touchdowns. So definitely effective play from him. Theo Riddick, he beat Michael Kendricks, who definitely was a disappointment, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But he was a disappointment for sure. He beat Kendricks for one of his 2 touchdowns. And then in addition to that, Marvin Jones had 26 yards. So in the beginning of that game, it was just it was a lion's den. You know, they walked into something that they weren't ready for. But I tell you what, the Redskins are going to be next week. Then you got the Cowboys. And then in 2 weeks, you're going to have the Vikings. I know you want to see your team live and up front in person. So here's one way that you could do it. You have 2 weeks now. So what you could do is put the seats, the tickets that you want, go to the SeatGeek app, download that, check out the tickets that you want, put them on a price alert, and SeatGeek will send you price alerts when that ticket gets near the price that you want. Because you know, Eagles tickets are expensive. And that's just something that's just the way it is. But if you download the SeatGeek app, you use the promo code LOEAGLES, you'll be able to get a $20 rebate. And if you look at SeatGeek, what they do, they give you the opportunity to place value on different seats. And you can look at the value that other fans have placed on the seats. So that way you can see what kind of buy that you're getting. What SeatGeek does is it will scan all the ticket sites. It does all the work for you. You get the savings. You can't beat that. I've used it in the past for concerts. I'm getting ready to use it again for a Broadway show next week. So I recommend you do the same. I'm talking from experience. It's done wonders for me. It'll do wonders for you. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOEAGLES. Get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. So I touched on Michael Kendricks a little bit earlier, and we're going to get back on him because he did have poor coverage on one of the Lions' touchdowns. It was a 1-yard touchdown by Theo Riddick. And then later on in that game, I mean, come on, you got to put forth a better effort than that. It was 3rd and 11, and he came up and he just kind of lunged at Theo Riddick. Riddick broke the tackle and got what we thought was going to be a first down. Doug Peterson challenged it, and the play was overruled, and the Lions had to punt. But Kendricks was in there in place of Nigel Bradham, who had the issues. We talked about that, and Doug Peterson said that it wasn't a punishment, but I really crammed to understand why he and Jim Schwartz would experiment or try to tweak a defense that was given the results that this defense has given. It doesn't make sense. The only thing I could think of is that it was a punishment. But nevertheless, Doug Peterson said that they wanted to see Tulloch and Kendricks, that tandem, that combo in the nickel package and in some of the just base sets. But why? If you see that your defense is getting murdered, why leave it that way? Bradham should have been in the game. When he got in the second half, the guy, I think he had 5 tackles or so in the game. And you just see all of the tackles for loss that he made. It was two of his tackles were a TFL. And he just was really working his way through the blocks and tackling the running back. Even when they did that tackle eligible and they tried to you know, stack that left side or whichever side they put the tackle, they tried to stack it and run the football to that side. It didn't work as effectively with Bradham. And then the screen game also, he was disruptive in the screen game. Now, granted, that last play, the crossing route to Golden Tate, you know, Bradham was a little bit slow to get back into his drop on there, and Golden Tate was able to come clear. But other than that, I mean, Bradham had a really good half, you know, and that half was enough to be a really good game. So, there are a lot of things that we could point at with this game. You know, Ryan Matthews, why are we running horizontally instead of vertically? And I understand Matthews was just carrying out the play that he was given, but Doug Peterson can't. You have to go north and south on that one. You don't call a sweep, because think about it. You have time, little time left on the clock. You want them to use another timeout. What happens when you run it towards the sideline, when you run horizontally? Typically, you go out of bounds. So that would have been either a fumble, out of bounds, a first down, or they call a timeout. In that situation, you could get the first down, but why risk not only the fumble, and that's not, you're not really risking the fumble, why risk him getting out of bounds? Why run east and west when you only need 2 yards? Haloti Ngata was not in the game. Run the ball behind Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson. That's your side, your right side. That's what you do. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they called the sweep. Matthews fumbled, and next thing you know, the Ford Field was loud again. Because I tell you, during that drive, it was quiet, because the fans felt that a loss was coming. Either way, they showed a lot of character coming back from that 21-7 deficit. They scored, I believe it was 23. They 23 unanswered points, and end of the day, it just didn't work out. Eagles are now 3-1. They're getting ready to go face the Washington Redskins after this week of practice on the road, a divisional game. These guys are going to go back, look at this film, see that there were opportunities, put it behind them, and now it's time to play the divisional part of the schedule. You got back-to-back divisional games, and these are games that they have to make a statement. You know, the Cowboys are 4-1, Eagles, you know, 3-1, and I tell you, you know, Redskins, they're not that bad themselves. You know, you have DeSean Jackson, who always does his thing against the Eagles, so he'll be a project for them to really take a look at and try to minimize his production. But you got to look at this loss, move on from it, and hey, you're not going to win all of them. Carson Wentz streak of consecutive throws without an interception broken. Again, that throw, it wasn't a good throw. He could have thrown it downfield better, but you take these mistakes, you learn from them, you move on from them. And that's what I think this Eagles team will do. We'll be back tomorrow, getting ready to see Doug Peterson speak. He's going to have his his day after press conference. So we'll bring you, you know, some articles from that. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com, and most importantly, subscribe to this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, Monday through Friday. This is what you get. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later, folks.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.